So, a little earlier, I was sitting over here chatting with Danielle in an unknown language. Danielle kind of frequently speaks in that Smirnoff language that she does. And I had this idea. I have a song that we could really use that element. So, and it actually goes with the whole tree thing. And especially me. So anyway, you're going to see how this all cosmically comes together in a second. That I, when I dropped out of school, I went back home, and I was driving around town. You know, all my friends are in school, and I have no one to talk to. And I'm actually riding my bike around town, and I go into a highly wooded area, and I stop, and I like put my bike down. I sit under a tree, and I became aware that the trees were chatting, and I'm like, whoa. They're talking. And I said, so I turn around, you know, there's no one around, so it's not like anyone's going to think I'm weird. So I turn around and I say, what's your name? And I'm like, I just sit there and I'm listening, and then this like weird sound, it's like, comes out. And I was like, wow, and so then I thought it kind of sounded Russian. And I tried to remember it and went home and wrote this little song about the experience. So what happens is, like, at the end, I start just doing da-di-da-di-da type stuff, like, no big deal. And I'm wondering if you would just be the voice of the trees. Okay, so this song is called Look No Hands. So Beth, if you could do interpretive dance in the back.